नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम First Canto, 19th chapter, text 21. Appearance of Sukadev Goswami. Text 21. Sarve Vayam Tavan महे अथ कलेवरम यावदसौ विहाय लोकं परं विरजष्कं विशोकं यास्सत्ययम् यास्यति अयम् यास्यत्ययम् भागवत प्रधानः सर्वे वयं तावदिहास्महेथ सर्वे वयं तावदिहास्महेथ कलेवरं यावदसौ विहाय लोकं परं विरजस्कं विशोकं लोकं परं विरजस्कं विशोकं यास्यत्ययं भागवत प्रधानम् सर्वे वयं तावदिहास्महेथ कलेवरं यावदसौ विहाय लोकं परं विरजस्कं विशोकं यास्यत्ययं भागवत प्रधानम् How did I pronounce it? What? How did I read it? Did I pronounce like that? Bhiman, how did I pronounce it? No. Why are you saying he author? Why are you saying he author? It's not he author, it's he tha. The lupta ha, it is not pronounced. It takes the vowel before that. Carry on.
Vayam tava iha smayetha.
Supreme, Virajaskam, completely free from mundane contamination. Vishokam, completely freed from all kinds of lamentation. Yasati, return. Ayam, this. Bhagavata, devotee. Pradhanam, the foremost. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the Supreme Planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. Please repeat after me. We shall all wait here.
We shall all wait here.
Until the foremost devotee of the Lord.
Until the foremost devotee of the Lord.
Maharaj Parikshit.
Maharaj Parikshit.
Returns to the Supreme Planet. Which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Beyond the limitation of the material creation, which is compared to the cloud in the sky, there is Parabrahma, or the spiritual sky, full of planets called Vaikunthas. Such Vaikuntha planets are also differently known as the Purushottam Loka, Achyuta Loka, Trivikrama Loka, Rishikesha Loka, Keshava Loka, Aniruddha Loka, Madhava Loka, Pratumna Loka, Sankarsana Loka, Sridhara Loka, Vasudeva Loka, Ayodhya Loka, Dwarka Loka, and many other millions of spiritual lokas wherein the personality of Godhead predominates. Although the living entities there are liberated souls with spiritual bodies as good as that of the Lord, there is no material contamination. Everything there is spiritual, and therefore there is nothing objective lamentable. Therefore, there is nothing objectively lamentable. They are full of transcendental bliss and are without birth, death, old age, and disease. And amongst all the above mentioned Vaikuntha lokas, there is one supreme loka called Golok Vrindavan, which is the abode of the Lord Sri Krishna and His specific associates. Maharaj Parikshit was destined to achieve this particular loka, and the great Rishi assembled there could foresee this. All of them consulted among themselves about the great departure of the great king, and they wanted to see him up to the last moment, because they would no more be able to see such a great devotee of the Lord. When a great devotee of the Lord passes away, there is nothing to be lamented, because the devotee is destined to enter into the kingdom of God. But the sorry plight is that such great devotees leave our sight, and therefore there is every reason to be sorry. As the Lord is rarely to be seen by our present eyes, so also are the great devotees. The great rishis, therefore, correctly decided to remain on the spot till the last moment. Om Abhyanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tvam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणम्यामि वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासंतुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वे वयं तावलिहास्महेथ कलेवरं जावदसो विहाय लोकं परं विरजस्कं विशोकं यास्यत्ययं भागवत प्रधान। How many of you know what this inverted comma means? Somebody point it out. Come and raise your hands. How many of you know about that? What does this inverted comma indicate? And how many of you do not know what this inverted comma indicates? How many of you do not know? Okay. Very good. This indicates, this is called lupta bhav. In Sanskrit, there are some rules that are very strictly followed. So how many of you raised your hand? Look, yeah, okay, Pradeep, what does this signify?
I can write in English.
Okay, but in words, can you tell me? Okay, let us go to the previous, let us go how this sandhi actually took place. How three words here came together. This word is ihasma hetha. So it is combination of three words, iha, ashmahe and atha. Iha, ashmahe and atha. The word ashmahe ends with which word? Ashmahe, it ends with a vowel. What is that vowel? The vowel is A. And atha begins with which word? Which letter? A. So when there is a before and or after, it is here becoming a thing called lupta ha, silent ha. Generally it happens after visarga. Anyway, here it is ashmahe and atha is becoming ashmahetha. Ashmahe lupta ha. Ashmahe atha is becoming one word. What? Ashmahetha. So that is the he, the lupta ha is that in that inverted comma. And in Sanskrit, Pradeep will show how in Sanskrit or in Hindi how it, in Sanskrit how it is written.
Where did you get that thing on top? Oh, कहाँ से लाया?
Yeah,
तो हिंदी में क्या? और हिंदी में? वो ऐसे संस्कृत में ऐसे होता है. तो मैं सोच रहा था वो कहाँ से तुम इंपोर्ट करके लाया? ओके. हाँ, इहास्म हे था, इहास्म इहास्म हे. एक्चुअली द वर्ड इज इहास्म हे अथ. तो इहास्म हे था. एनीवे, व्हेनेवर यू कम अक्रॉस समथिंग दैट यू डू नॉट नो, ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड इट. अदरवाइज व्हाट विल हैपन, यू विल रिमेन इन इग्नोरेंस. Did you join ISKCON to remain in ignorance? Why did you join ISKCON? You joined ISKCON to get rid of ignorance, didn't you? So why remain in ignorance? So if you, even just whenever you don't know something, ask why it is like that. Don't concoct your own idea. Okay. So everyone understood now. How many of you understood now? Raise your hand. Okay, very good. So how will you pronounce it? How will you pronounce it? Okay, Krishna Charan, you pronounce it.
Ihasma Hetha.
Yeah. Ihasma. इहास्महे अथ, इहास्महे अथ, नॉट इहास्महे अथ, देन इट इज नॉट, दिस नॉट हाउ इट इज रिटन. ओके, सो ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस वर्ड गोज लाइक, वी शैल ऑल वेट हियर अंटिल द फॉरमोस्ट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. Who is the foremost devotee of the Lord? Maharaj Parikshit. Foremost devotee of the Lord. Maharaj Parikshit returns to the supreme planet. Now, what is the supreme planet? Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, elaborated on that. The supreme planet. Which one is the supreme planet? So this actually indicates, makes one thing clear. How many planets are there in the spiritual sky? Does the spiritual sky consist of one planet? Two planets? How many planets? Innumerable planets. Innumerable planets. Now, supreme means? Supreme means there are comparative and superlative. Comparative is like good, better is comparative, and what is superlative? Superlative is best. So how many can be best? Only one can be best. So of all the innumerable spiritual planets, which is the best? With Parikshit Maharaj went to the best planet. So which planet is that which is the best of all spiritual planets? Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. So he went to the, he was destined to go to the topmost planet, Golok Vrindavan of the spiritual sky. And this has been described, Lokam Param Virajashkam Vishokam. Virajashkam. Virajashkam means that Lokam Param, the supreme planet, is Virajashkam. Virajashkam. Meaning, Virajashkam means free from any material contamination. Free from the modes of material nature. Be Rajashkam. Material nature is a place of Rajo and Tamo. passion and ignorance. But that supreme planet is completely free from passion and ignorance. So which mode is there that is when it is free from passion and ignorance, which mode does it indicate? Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. In the material nature, there is also goodness. But that goodness is not pure. That goodness is mixed with passion and ignorance. But pure goodness, the mode of goodness in its pure state, exists in the spiritual sky. Therefore, that spiritual sky has been described here as Bi Rajashkam, and another term has been used here. What is that other adjective about the spiritual sky has been used? Bi Shokam. Shok means what? Shok means lamentation. And this prefix Bi, what does Bi indicate? Bi indicates Vishesha, special, very, very specially freed from Bigata Shoka. Bigata is gone away, not Vishesha. It's actually here. It is Bigata Shoka iti Vishoka. It is free from lamentation. So spiritual sky is free from material contamination, and the spiritual sky is free from lamentation. And jasyatayam jastati ayam bhagavata pradhana. Jastati ayam bhagavata pradhana. This bhagavata pradhana, the best of the Bhagavatas, the best of the pure devotees of the Lord, now will jashati, will go to that place. So let us wait until he leaves his body. Who is saying this? The sages are saying. Parikshit Maharaj is about to leave his body. Parikshit Maharaj unfortunately was cursed by a Brahmana boy, Sringi, that within 7 days he would leave his body. Takshak will come and bite him, and in this way he will die. So Parikshit Maharaj became aware of that. Actually, right after that incident, when he put a dead snake around Shamik Rishi's neck, he felt very bad. He felt very bad. And therefore he himself was considering that. He had acted in an improper way. He had acted in an improper way. So maybe we can just briefly go through this chapter, the previous verses. I was also thinking, next few days that I'll be here, I won't just go by verse. I'll try to go chapter by chapter. Actually, that way it will be better to have the total understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes what happens, we don't know the whole subject, and we go through verse by verse. It is important to go verse by verse, but before that we need to know the whole chapter. So we are now doing the 18th chapter. So from tomorrow, what I will do is, we'll start doing from the chapter wise, from first chapter.
And then also what we'll do is we before we start a new chapter, for 1 or 2 days we'll go through the entire chapter first and then we'll go verse by verse. So today let us go through, this is the 19th chapter we are discussing. I'll just read the English verse, English text, English translation, and I'll also request all of you to read this verse, read the translation and verses at your spare time yourself. Shri Suta Goswami said, while returning home, the king, Maharaj Parikshit, felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful Brahmana was heinous and uncivilized. Consequently, he was distressed. King Parikshit thought, due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. I now desire without reservation that the calamity come now, for in this way I may be freed of the sinful action and not commit such an act, commit such an offense again. So he was thinking, he was lamenting that he has acted, he has neglected the injunctions of the Supreme Lord. So what is the injunction of the Supreme Lord here that he neglected or he did not follow? That he is a Kshatriya king and he must be respectful towards the Brahmana. But he disrespected the Brahmana. That was the neglect of the injunction of the Lord. I am uncivilized and sinful due to my neglect of Brahminical culture, God consciousness and cow protection. Therefore, I wish that my kingdom, strength and riches burn up immediately by the fire of the Brahmana's wrath, so that in the future I may not be guided by such inauspicious attitude. So we can see how noble a personality Parikshit Maharaj was. He recognized the fault and he immediately repented about it. And he was feeling that I have committed such a heinous crime, I have committed such a sin, and let the reaction of that come right away so that I do not commit that sin again in the future. So that should be our attitude. Whenever we make a mistake, we should immediately repent. We must immediately try to rectify that. While the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the bite of a snake bird, occasioned by the curse spoken by the sage's son. The king accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference towards worldly things. Maharaj Parikshit sat down calmly on the banks of the Ganges, concentrate his mind in Krishna consciousness. Maharaj Parikshit sat down calmly on the bank of the Ganges to concentrate his mind in Krishna consciousness, rejecting all other practices of self-realization, because transcendental loving service to Krishna is the greatest achievement, superseding all other methods. The river Ganges, by which the king sat to fast, carries the most auspicious water, which is mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and tulasi leaves. Therefore, that water sanctifies the three worlds inside and outside, and even sanctifies Lord Shiva and other demigods. Consequently, everyone who is destined to die must take shelter of this river.
So before leaving his body, it is a custom in India to take shelter of the Ganges. This custom is prevalent still now. Many people, they go to the bank of the Ganges to leave their body. Or they wish that their bodies will be taken to the bank of the Ganges to be cremated there. Even if one cannot leave his body on the bank of the Ganges, but even if his body is cremated on the bank of the Ganges, he gets the benefit, spiritual benefit of becoming purified. Or even if one's body is not cremated by the bank of the Ganges, but if the remains of his body, if his ashes are brought to the Ganges and put in the Ganges, still he derives the spiritual benefit. Therefore in ISKCON we have this custom. When even though the devotees live their bodies outside of India, away from India, away from Ganges, what is the custom? What do the devotees do? They carry the ashes to the Ganges and offer to the Ganges. And in this way, they become sanctified. Why? Because the water of the Ganges is coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. The water of the Ganges is washing the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore it carries the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. And it is so pure that Lord Shiva holds the Ganges water on his head. Shankara Mauli Viharini Vidhale Mamamati Rastan Tavapadakam. Shankara Mauli, it's Ganga is coming at the feet, at the head of the head of Lord Shiva, Shankara. Viharini, it is situated on the head of Lord Shiva. So this is how pure Ganges is. Thus the king, the worthy descendant of the Pandavas, decided once and for all and sat on the Ganges bank to fast until death and give himself up to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who alone is able to award liberation. So freeing himself from all kinds of association and attachment, he accepted the vows of a sage. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. So the person, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gau Nikai Ki, Jagat Guru Shiva Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanande Hare Hare. So the personalities who can sanctify the places of pilgrimage, they came to the bank of the Ganges where Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave his body to purify themselves. That is how auspicious is the departure of an exalted devotee of the Lord. From different parts of the universe there arrived great sages like Atri, Chyavana, Sharadvan, Arishtaneni, Bhrigu, Vashishta, Parasar, Vishwamitra, Angira, Parasuram, Utathya, Indra Pramada, Idmabahu, Medhatithi, Devala, Arshti Shena, Bharadwaj, Gautam, Pipalada, Maitreya, Aurva, Kavasha, Kambhoyani, Kumbhayoni, Daipayana, and the great personality Narada. So all these great personalities, they are so exalted sages, they all came there at the time of Parikshit Maharaj's departure. And those personalities, you must remember, they don't reside on the earth planet. These personalities, like Atri, Pulastha, Kulaha, Kratu, Angira, they have their own planets. And their planets are beyond heavenly planets. Those planets are, these the planets of these exalted sages are in Maharloka, Janaloka, mainly Maharloka and Janaloka. Tapaloka is the place where the four Kumaras reside. And Satyaloka is the planet of Brahma. So these are lokas, not one planet. There are clusters of planets, many, many planets. Just as the Bhulloka is not just one planet. There are innumerable planets on the Bhulloka. Similarly, there are higher planetary systems. There were also many other saintly demigods, kings and special royal orders called Arunadaya, a special rank of Rajarshi, from different dynasties of sages. When they all assembled there to meet the emperor Parikshit, he received them properly and bowed his head to the ground. So here, these personalities came from Pitriloka, the great sages, the great rulers, great Rajarshi, great kings. After all, the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them of his decision to fast until death. There he declared that he came there to give up his body by fasting. That is called prayopaveshana, sitting down to give up his body. How one sits down, that will be described also next verse. That Parikshit Maharaj sat on kusha grass and he stopped eating and drinking and sleeping. He just sat to give up his body. Actually, these personalities are so powerful that they could take a vow like that and stick to the vow. Often we also fast on Ekadasis and Janmashtami and Gaur Purnima. And what happens to us? We start looking at the watch when the time for fasting will be over. When will be the time to break fast? When will be the time to eat something? We can't. But here, these personalities could take their vow to fast until death. So this requires so much will, such powerful individuals only can take such vow and stick to it with such determination. After the fortunate king said, "Indeed, we are the most grateful of all the kings who are trained to get favor from the great soul. Generally, you sages consider royalty as refuse to be rejected and left in a distant place." So that is the mood of the rishis or the brahmanas, that they consider it to be a dirty thing. What the kingdom, the possession of the royalty, the kingdom of a king is considered to be a refuge that should be left at a distant place. Dirty things, what do? Do we keep the dirty things and stay near that? No. We stay away from the dirty things. So this great saintly personality, the self-realized soul, the Brahman, they were so exalted that they considered, that's what Parikshit Maharaj is saying, that you consider this, generally you, sages, consider royalty as refuse to be rejected and left in a distant place. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world. So Parikshit Maharaj was so exalted personality that although he was cursed, and he took this curse as a benediction, he took this curse to be the blessing of the Supreme Personality of God. That I became too attached to my family life. I became too attached to my materialistic possessions and involvement. But very mercifully the Lord has appeared in the form of this curse of a Brahmana boy to free me from this entanglement and take shelter of his lotus. So this is the sign of a pure devotee. A pure devotee accepts everything, no matter how unfair, unjust and undesirable something may be. But a pure devotee always considers that it is the Lord's arrangement for my benefit. So here we are seeing, that is how Parikshit Maharaj accepted the curse of a Brahmana. He is going to die within 7 days, being beaten by Taksha. But he is considering that it is a benediction of the Lord. He now is come to free me from my undesirable and unnecessary entanglement. O Brahmana, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Again, offering obeisances unto all you Brahmanas, I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. So if at all, if I have to take birth again, Parikshit Maharaj is asking for their benediction, for the benediction from the Brahmana. That if I have to take birth again, then let me take birth as a devotee of the Lord. Let me take birth in the association of the devotees of the Lord. And let me develop friendly relation with all living entities, that I do not become inimical to anybody. I become friendly to everybody, even though they may be my enemies, that I can remain friendly to them. That is the mood of a pure devotee. And only a pure devotee can think like that. So Parikshit Maharaj is actually begging their blessing that he can be born again as a pure devotee of the Lord. And the interesting thing to note is that a pure devotee never thinks that he is a pure devotee. Therefore, he desires to become a pure devotee. He always thinks that he is not qualified. He is not a pure devotee. And he desires to become a pure devotee. That is how one remains a pure devotee all throughout. In perfect self-control, Maharaj Parikshit sat down on a seat of straw with straw roots facing the east, placed on the southern bank of the Ganges, and he himself faced the north. Just previously he had given charge of his kingdom over to his son. Just previously he had given charge of his kingdom over to his son. Before retiring, Parikshit Maharaj made his son Janamejaya become the successor to the throne. He coronated him to the throne and then he left. So he spread Kusha grass, he sat. This is also another thing that we must take note. He sat with the roots of the grass facing east. He spread the grass with the root of the grass facing east, and placed on the southern bank of the Ganges. He sat on the southern bank of the Ganges, and he was looking towards the Ganges. So that means he was looking towards north. Thus, the king, Maharaj Parikshit, sat to fast until death. All the demigods of the higher planets praised the king's actions and, in pleasure, continually scattered flowers over the earth and beat celestial drums. Now we are coming to today's verse. So today's verse is the verse 19. All the great sages who were assembled there also praised the decision of Maharaj Parikshit. And they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good. Let it be, Tathastu." Anumodan means approve. They approved the decision of Parikshit. Yes, very good. It's the right thing to do. They are not saying, "Oh, why are you leaving? Please stay." Like, why do you have to leave now? After all, you did not do anything wrong. The curse of the Brahmana boy is unfair and unjust. So why should you take this so seriously? Do something to, we will do something to counteract that. No. Because they knew, they could see the time in three aspects. Because they are Trikaladarshi, because they can see the past, they could see the past, present and future, they could see how this act of Parikshit Maharaj is going to benefit him. And especially when they considered that Parikshit Maharaj's objective was completely spiritual. It was completely Krishna conscious. Therefore, they approved of it, saying, "Very good." Naturally, the sages are inclined to do good to common men, for they have all the qualitative powers of the Supreme Lord.
Therefore, they were very much pleased to see Maharaj Parikshit, a devotee of the Lord, and they spoke as follows. This is actually tomorrow's verse. I skipped that one. Thus, today's verse actually reads, thus the king, Maharaj Parikshit, sat to fast until death. All the demigods of the higher planets praised the king's actions and, in pleasure, continually scattered flowers over the earth and the celestial ground. Today is the 21st. Well, I was thinking today is also another thing. Okay, so then we go to the next two verses. The great sages said, O chief of all saintly kings of the Pandu dynasty, who are strictly in the line of Lord Sri Krishna, it is not at all astonishing that you give up your throne, which is decorated with the helmets of many kings, to achieve eternal association with the personality of Godhead. Then comes today's verse actually. We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. So here the sages and all the great personalities assembled there decided to stay there until Parikshit Maharaj left his body, because they considered that it would be a great good fortune to have the association of such an exalted devotee, and they wanted to have his association as long as they could. So, I will stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Given a harmonium, let's have a little kirtan. Gaur Premanande Hari.